Episode 17, Lieutenant Colonel and PGA of America professional Dan Rooney. Today's guest, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, is a decorated United States Air Force fighter pilot and also a PGA of America golf professional, the only person in history to achieve both. Along the way, he's helped thousands of kids of fallen veterans through scholarships and other life-changing assistance. This all adds up to maximum excellence.
Being a fighter pilot changed me forever. And, you know, I think the number one thing you learn about excellence is it's a business of no excuses and very high stakes and being prepared. Number one, being very open and transparent about your mistakes in a world where everybody tries to hide everything, right? When you, make a mistake on a mission, I mean, you write it down and you come in and you openly share those with the group in the spirit of humility and getting better.
You know, excellence is it's a culture to me.
Life is the opportunity to pursue excellence as a human being, not a doing, a being.
Any time to talk about excellence is a great time to talk about excellence.
Welcome to the Magnifying Excellence Podcast, powered by xleet.com. Excellence is a journey, not a destination. Here's your host, Brian Hurlburt.
An excellent hello to each of you, and thanks, as always, to my wife, Heather, for the intro. She's a pediatric emergency room nurse who, along with her medical colleagues around the world, displays true excellence. And thanks to each of you for making the Magnifying Excellence Podcast a part of your day. I created this show not because I believe I have all of the answers about excellence, but because I know I often fall short and realize persistence is key. The overall topic of excellence and each guest fascinates and inspires me as they go deep on the topic of excellence via these gritty and real conversations. These conversations are designed to be gentle nudges along each of our journeys to excellence. Lieutenant Colonel Rooney is all about the mission. Whether steering a state-of-the-art F-16 or raising millions of dollars to help others, his story is about being uplifted and uplifting. His recent book, Fly Into the Wind, How to Harness Faith and Fearlessness on Your Ascent to Greatness, reveals why challenges should be viewed as necessary, his personal and vital 10 LOEs, Lines of Effort, The Excellence of Jack Nicklaus, and Behind the Scenes with the Folds of Honor, and much more. I created the Magnifying Excellence Show for the opportunities to spend time with folks who don't back down from fear and live a life of gratitude, discipline, and yes, excellence. Come along with us as we take off with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, who after getting to know him, I call Lieutenant Colonel Faith, for many reasons that will become clear from our discussion. So, Lieutenant Colonel Faith, how do you define excellence?
Excellence to me is waking up every day and being an open vessel for God and living a life of impact and doing your best to ignore yourself and focus on others.
And how do you do that on a daily basis?
I think that's it. I would think of what most people consider a very disciplined life. And I'm very intentional about my time because time is the ultimate commodity, right? And it's my only complaint is that we're on this rocket ship of life and it just goes too quickly. And I think the only way that you can control that is make sure that, you know, you're living a disciplined, structured life. And, you know, for me, my daily routine really, really doesn't change. You know, I'm up early. I get a workout. I get my prayer time in and, you know, go to work. And, you know, the work is generally focused in a category of having an impact. And whether that's with my family of five daughters or, you know, the families that we serve at Folds, you know, that piece is very intentional. I mean, some things that I do that to pursue excellence for me is I live faith forward. I bring God into every interaction I have with everyone. And it can be as little as, you know, at Starbucks to the barista, when they ask you how you are, I'm blessed, right? If you called my voicemail right now, it would say, hey, I'm out living the day the Lord has made. But I went through some hard times in my life and, you know, was very prayerful. And the answer I got back was, if you need me, you got to take me with you. And that ain't on just on Sunday, right? And it's extraordinary. And if we look at the Bible, the famous passage when, you know, two or more are gathered and my name is mentioned, I am there. And I think I cracked the code. I think, and that is bountiful when you live that way. I think people, to my first point, you got to take care of your body first and foremost. And I watch people that have all the gifts in the world, but if you're not fit to fight, as we call it in the Air Force, it's just, you get out of balance. And, you know, all of us are overtasked and super busy. But I think probably a unique thing as fighter pilots that we have is this gift to prioritize copious amounts of information that come at us and figure out which one of those things is important and what's not. And that's why I think I live a very simple life. But going back to that, people have got to stay physically fit. I use this term fulfillment, but basically whatever you fill yourself up with is how you're going to feel, right? So you're filling yourself up with exercise, with decent food, staying hydrated, don't watch the news, right? Because that's just going to fill you up with negative, awful stuff. There you go, having your glass of water. I love it. But it's a pretty simple formula. I'm a pretty simple guy to pursue excellence is, you know, focusing on yourself so that, you know, you're in condition to make an impact, but then focusing on others and making a difference and being an open vessel every day. And hopefully you're doing something that God would want you to do as opposed to, you know, all the temptations and the trappings that are in the world for all of us.
Absolutely. Appreciate that answer. In the intro, we talked a lot about your career, but what did you learn about excellence as a fighter pilot? And how does the Air Force acronym Ceiling and Visibility Unrestricted pertain to combat missions and also life?
Being a fighter pilot changed me forever. And the number one thing you learn about excellence is it's a business of no excuses and very high stakes and being prepared. Number one, being very open and transparent about your mistakes in a world where everybody tries to hide everything, right? When you make a mistake on a mission, I mean, you write it down, you come in and you openly share those with the group in the spirit of humility and getting better. The, you know, just the discipline and the ultimate, you know, accountability of the fighter pilot world is unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. It is razor sharp. You know, to become a fighter pilot, you go through a 2.5-year training program. The government spends $8 million a piece on you. And of a typical class of 45 people, 3 or 4 will actually successfully complete the 2.5 years. So by far the most expensive, highest attrition rate of any training in the United States military. You know, I've been a single seat fighter pilot my whole life. So there's nobody to pitch the ball to in the backseat, to drop a bomb, to do any of that. You've got to do it all. You have to do it well. And compared to golf, you can't hit it out of bounds, right? Hit it out of bounds, somebody on the ground dies, you die. Just the sustained focus is another thing that is learned. And, you know, I thought I knew how to work hard and I thought I knew how to focus, but until you're on an 11-hour mission at night over Iraq, delivering the president's mail, saving the guys on the ground and killing bad guys and air refueling 5 times and it's pitch black, you have no idea what you're capable to. And I think that's the beauty of the human mind or the spirit too, is once it's expanded, it never contracts. No, I would just say, just to wrap that thought up, I mean, the ultimate gift being a fighter pilot has given me is that I believe anything is possible. I mean, that confidence of running the gauntlet and flying fighter jets for 22 years, there is no dream too big to chase with the skill sets that I've learned in that business.
And jumping ahead a question or two, fear and overcoming challenges are a part of any journey of excellence. Can you kind of take us into that cockpit before a combat mission and how you calm your nerves that you're on a mission that excellence is mandatory for success and sometimes survival? What is that like?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's prayer, right? I mean, it really is. It's knowing you're not alone. You know, I always settle into the cockpit for, you know, combat mission or just a regular mission. You can die just as easy on a regular mission in this business. It happens all the time. And I am prepared. I'm ready to take the test. I get in that cockpit 3 or 4 minutes early, and I just have, you know, a quiet moment of prayer. And I've never felt like I was alone. I've told my wife this, and I certainly don't want this to happen, but if something ever happened to me flying, know that I went doing what I love to do. And that, you know, that piece has always dialed back the nerves. And I think as golfers, I learned at a very young age to my buddy, Mark Hayes, who's not with us anymore, passed away, was a tour player. He said, man, you can be as nervous as you want in your stomach, but you can't let it get to your hands. Same thing. I mean, your heart rate's up, you're nervous, you're anxious, but you still have to be able to execute. And, you know, being able to make a 5-foot putt sounds crazy. It's the same mental process as, you know, being in a fighter jet. You know, there's tons of emotion, tons to overcome, but you have to find, you know, ways to be able to execute. And that's why I would tell you the vast majority of people that want to be fighter pilots don't make it through the training. Is you can't be nervous and still perform, because you're never not going to be nervous.
In your book, Fly Into the Wind, you talk about why a plane must take off into the wind for resistance. I think many of us believe that encountering resistance can be a negative. What are your thoughts on resistance, and how did your life change when you altered your view, and how did that help continue down the path of excellence?
You can substitute resistance for challenge in life. And to your point, many people look at that as a negative, and when they face resistance, they stop. I will tell you, at 48, one of the few things I am certain of is that resistance and challenge are, you know, God's greatest gift to us. And that metaphor of flying the most powerful plane in the world and taking off into the wind is exactly that, right? Because we need this resistance to ascend. And when you can come to terms with the fact that, man, it's not good or bad, it just is, right? People put labels on everything every day. And these are circumstances, and I've never accomplished anything worthwhile in my life without a great headwind. And that is a linear equation for me, right? And so you ask most people, do you want to chase your dreams? Do you want to have great successes? Do you want to be fulfilled? I think most people would say, yes, yes, yes. Well, guess what? It's coming, right? And it's going to be great challenge and great resistance, but it's ultimately what makes us ascend. And when we understand that and change our relationship with what we think isn't going our way, but in reality is, you know, God's vector. And it's this Proverbs 27, iron sharpens iron as one person sharpens another. I mean, that's it.
Now, a quick break in our flight with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. Please visit foldsofhonor.org to help Rooney's mission and honor our fallen heroes. You can also order Fly Into the Wind, Rooney's book, at the site or wherever books are sold. And please take a moment and share this episode with just one friend who you believe would be inspired by our discussion. The Magnifying Excellence podcast is available on all major podcast networks at si.com/golf or xlete.com. That's xlete.com. Also, do you have excellence you want to share, or a company that might want to align with the Magnifying Excellence podcast? Share your stories or interest at excellencemagnified@gmail.com. That's excellencemagnified@gmail.com. Now, back into the cockpit and the tee box with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. As I venture into the podcast world, and again, thanks for being on the show. We really appreciate it. And journey down what hopefully is a path of excellence to the best of my ability. A passage in your book that struck me deeply was your thoughts that negative choices and doubts are integral to the plan. Take us into your mind and why you would believe this to be the case.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody is going to doubt, right? And that is human nature, right? And that's fear. That's probably the devil manifesting itself in us. And along those lines, I talk in the book about this concept of volition. Which is defined as the power of choice, which is every one of our greatest gifts that we are given. And the choices we make, positive, negative, big and small, they're going to culminate to write the legacy of our lives. And somewhere along the journey, there's this loss of accountability, of opportunity, and that ultimately it's up to us, right? You make all the excuses in the world, but through your power of volition and through your choices, you can write any script you want in this, this short journey of life that we're on.
Also, in reading the book and understanding your story, and you've obviously talked about it quite a bit, is your relationship with God. To be upfront, I'm not the most religious person, but I do believe in treating others as you wish to be treated, and that there is something out there in the universe in a spiritual sense. Related to this is another excerpt from your book about the word quintessence. It was first pondered by Aristotle, who himself was a massive believer in the pursuit of excellence. What are your thoughts about this as it pertains to all of our journeys of excellence?
Well, quintessence is, Aristotle defined it as the fifth element. And it's a very interesting, not to get too deep into this, but one of the few places the Bible, science, philosophers come together is that the vast majority of what they know is here, we can't quantify, see, feel, or touch. And think of that as quintessence, right? 90% that everybody is certain exists, but you can't measure it. You know, as a faith-based guy, I define that as the Holy Spirit, right? It's this connective tissue of all of humanity, of nature. It's the force, as Star Wars would call it, right? It is out there, and it's palpable and it's real, but we can't see, feel, touch, or measure it. But it is what connects us all. And if you distill that down into, hey, how does that pertain to me? Every one of us has an essence, right? We are here. We have gifts. There is a purpose for our existence in this large thing called life. In the book, Fly Into the Wind, this is the first, and it's front end loaded, right? It's a really challenging chapter. It's having people slow down and in order to speed up. And I say that it's about evaluating, you know, where you are in life, where you want to go, what are your priorities, you know, your essence, and are you living a life that is aligned with that? Hopping off the treadmill for a second. And I think COVID gave us all the opportunity to do that if you took it and be like, wow, am I living a life that's aligned to really who I believe I am? What my essence is? You know, if so, how can I sharpen that spear? If not, how can I identify what that is and then build a life that is congruent to who I am and who I want to be? So often, you know, we set sail and we just go as the wind blows us, right? And we're reactive to so many circumstances, to so many challenges in life. And we're not intentional. Is, you know, I started the podcast with you that I live by a code every day and it is non-negotiable. And it doesn't matter if I'm winning or losing, however you want to define that. I'm going to accomplish the 10 LOEs or lines of effort that I outline and Fly Into the Wind. And one of these things tangential, but I promise you and I are going to wake up in 10 years and be like, where did that time go? The beauty of living by a code with non-negotiables every day is you'll be able to answer that question.
We'll get to more about those LOEs in a moment, but along your journey, you decided to become not only a fighter pilot, but a PGA of America golf professional. And I mentioned in the intro, you're the only professional to come from a fighter pilot background. Why did you want to do this? And what have you learned about excellence from the golf business and being a professional?
Well, I talk in the book about the force of synchronicity or chance with a purpose, how God brings people into your path, right? And so I'd always admired my golf professional, grew up playing golf, just ate up everything golf, love it. Such a powerful force in my life. But on the golf course, I met my first fighter pilot when I was 12. His name's Steve Courtright, General now, Reno. And he was my first man crush and just such a cool dude, right? This guy walked straight out of the right stuff. And next day I'm with my dad and I'm like, Dad, I got an idea. You know, I want to be a golf pro and a fighter pilot. And it's funny, his question back to me was, son, can you tell me which way an airplane takes off? minutes into the win, right? Because we need resistance. And obviously he was preparing this 12-year-old kid that had this ridiculous dream for the fact that, yeah, you can go do anything you want to do, but you're going to face a lot of headwinds on that journey. And certainly I did achieving those two things. But I'm a firm believer in creating your own reality. Figure out where you want to go and then put your head down and with a resilient spirit, get there. And, you know, thousands of people along the journey said, well, you got to pick one of those. You can't be a golf pro and a fighter pilot. So rare bird, right? Only guy in the history of the world to put those two things together. But I get to live my own dream in that job description. And, you know, obviously God put those seeds in me for a bigger calling of folds, which I'm sure we'll talk about how I've been able to combine those things as a golf pro and a fighter pilot to force multiply for a much bigger mission and life-changing journey for myself and many others. But that's the story.
Part of your process with Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Day that we'll get into even more detail, but you got Jack Nicklaus, the greatest winner in golf history, very quickly to agree to design American Dudes plus waive his fee. And for those of you listening, American Dunes is a golf course and destination built to honor American warriors and fund the legacies of their families through Folds of Honor. And it opened in May of 2021. What have you learned about excellence from Jack Nicklaus during this project and from admiring his career on and off the course?
Oh, boy, that's a hard one to unpack. Jack's my boyhood hero. My first thing I would say, you know, I went down and asked him to design this golf course and waive his fee. What can we take away from that is you're never going to get it unless you ask, right? I mean, this was the ultimate Hail Mary pass. And I'll go, you know, get a meeting with Jack, which wasn't easy to do, right? And then go pitch him on this idea. And you mentioned, you know, he went all in. Jack's just amazing. 18 majors, obviously, and his legacy of what he's given back is probably the biggest lesson in excellence I take away from him. So he used what he did. It's the old saying, too much is given, much is required. And very few people I've ever met have walked that walk more effectively than Mr. Nicklaus. And so he hit some golf shots and made some putts, and those are very myopic things, right? He gave a lot to us as spectators. He inspired us, but at its core, and that's about Jack. But Jack turned that, and I use the term force multiply. So he used his golf as a force multiplier for the greater good. And just he and Barbara both are just a force of nature for giving back. I think for me, you know, I've been so blessed to learn this beautiful irony in life that when you're helping someone, you're actually being helped. And I think Jack and Barbara would both say that they found more fulfillment in doing that than they ever did, you know, winning golf tournaments. And I go back to what I said at the very beginning. I wake up every day and I try to ignore myself, because yourself is the greatest trap in life. And when you're focused on others and improving the lives of other people around you and using your talents for good, it is so rewarding. And the old gift of giving. But that's the most impressive excellence lesson that I've learned from Mr. Nicklaus. And he's just they're just such a humble, beautiful family that are all about the legacy and giving back. And American Dunes, it's a golf church. The place is amazing. If you know you're listening down there, you got to make your way up to Grand Haven, Michigan. It's what we call it, Grand Haven, Michigan, on the shoreline of Lake Michigan. It is truly an amazing property. And what makes it unique is it was there to preserve the birthplace of Folds of Honor, and it gives everything back to the families who've had somebody killed or disabled defending our freedoms. And you know, we'll raise millions of dollars through this golf course, and you know, just inspire people to the fact that freedom isn't free, and hopefully get lots of people to join our squadron along the way. But it goes back to combining what you do with who you are for me. And it's, you know, it's a church to golf, you know, our God and fighter pilots all wrapped into one. And it is a wild, unrestricted climb of awesome.
Well, it's a terrific story, and what it stands for is even more amazing, and it's an honor to have you on the show again. We've talked about the 10 lines of effort and that are detailed in the book. And I urge everybody listening to read the book, Fly Into the Wind, not only for inspiration, but to learn more about your unique story and ideas. Each of these is obviously very important, but and we've talked about them a little bit, but what are one or two of these LOEs that you can kind of share with us right now and why they are important on each of our journeys?
You know, we've talked about synchronicity, chance, or the purpose. It's all around us, right? There are signs in your life every day. Paying attention and the old seek and you shall find. You are being guided every day. And when you are inspired, having the courage and the faith to take action is so critical, and not let these moments pass you by. And, you know, that's the fire in our heart that so often is extinguished by the voice in our head or by the voice of others. And I talk about reckless faith in this book and just going. We talked about volition, the power of choice, which I love. We talked about living faith forward, which I'm a huge believer in. But probably the detonator in the book is the final line of effort, and it's go before you're ready. And if, you know, I had an anthem in my life, that's probably it, right? It's just, I really believe that, you know, people that go before they're ready, that's the DNA that ties greatness together. Not having it figured out, but still having the courage and the faith to go. And I'm at the point in my life at 48, like the bigger the idea, the less put together it is, the more exciting it is just to go, right? I mean, it's like being out on the ragged edges of the envelope of life, not in a fighter jet. But if you want to do something great, it's in your heart. Go before you're ready, or you'll wake up and life will be gone.
Well, we should have had this conversation a few years ago as I pondered this podcast idea for several years before doing it, because I wanted to be ready, but I finally went. I wasn't ready, so I totally understand your point on that one. But this is kind of a new way to ask about people who have inspired you, and you've talked about Mr. Nicholas, you talked about your father, but who would you like to listen to talk about excellence for 30 minutes and why?
Yeah, I like people that are dreamers that have a big impact. And the people that inspire me aren't necessarily people that have accomplished a lot, but people who have overcome great challenge. And, you know, you could put 100 amazing veterans in that class, right? These guys that have gone through so much and come back to do that. These thought starters. I mean, you think about a guy like Jamie Dimon, who runs JP Morgan and has committed $30 billion for diversity and equality over the next 5 years. These folks that are disruptive and positive. I probably, you know, top of my list, if I was, you know, really interested, as you know, you caught me off guard with this question, probably the Pope for me. I'm Catholic, right? And I love this Pope, man. And, you know, he doesn't wear the, you know, fancy red shoes, and he lives in a little apartment, and he's, you know, he's walking the walk. And, people like that have lived so disciplined and made such a difference. I'm a huge, Tony Robbins guy for motivation. And, so those are a few of my ideas there.
We talked about, obviously, there are hundreds and probably more, veterans and current warriors and people who have paid the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that should be listened to about excellence. But through your work with Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Day, plus during your military career, what have you learned about excellence from the men and women of the armed forces, some of whom have paid that ultimate sacrifice?
They put service before self. I think that is the true mark of excellence. We talked about, you know, the unique attributes of being a fighter pilot, but there is excellence that is the norm in our business, and integrity is the norm in our business. And I think that is, one of the core values in the military is excellence in all we do. Integrity first, service before self. You know, by no means perfect, the United States military, but as a general rule, I think it is a wonderful living, breathing example of excellence every day.
A stunning number is the more than 35,000 scholarships Folds of Honor has awarded to the kids of fallen warriors. What have you learned from the families and children of those killed in the line of duty, and how do they inspire you every day?
Just a resilient heart, right? That we have no control over ultimately what happens to us in life, but we do have control of how we press on. These are heroic families. And it goes back to where I'm in life. It's like, I really don't care what you've achieved. I'd love to sit down and have a beer and tell me what you've overcome. And that is what is so inspiring about these families to go through this, you know, unthinkable loss, many of them, you know, way too young, but to watch them pick up the pieces and press forward. And I'll use a data point. We've got now at Folds almost 4,000 first generation college graduates. So you look at this family that's never had anybody go to college. They lose a mom or dad in combat, and this terrible thing propels them forward as opposed to keeping them down, right? Resistance to ascend. And they go off and go to college. And we know what that does to families, right? The first person to ever go to college changes the family, and it probably changes the trajectory forever on what's going on. So that's, you know, without a doubt, their resilient hearts are what inspire me most. And to be able to come alongside them and honor the sacrifice that was made first and foremost, but then to be able to educate the legacy of these families is the, you know, the greatest blessing, you know, outside my wife and my own five kids I've ever been given in life.
And what's the overall message that you'd like to share with the audience of how maybe they could get involved, or, you know, the mission, the message of Folds of Honor?
Yeah, well, freedom ain't free, right? We got 0.5% of this country that's putting on the uniform every day, willing to die for it and die for our freedoms. And for us, you know, the mission is growing. And whether that's, you know, go buy a case of Budweiser right now and they give us $1 for every case sold in America, or go play Patriot Golf Day, tee it up, or a round of golf, or go eat at Chipotle. I mean, there are so many ways to get involved that are fun, right? And that you can enjoy doing, but make a small donation along the way. And I think that's the beauty of this Folds of Honor Nation, is it continues to grow and passion and number. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, we make a difference one person at a time. And don't think too big, but think, hey, what's the one thing I can do, right? Whether that's a positive interaction, whether it's a donation, whether it's joining our squadron for $13 a month, shameless plug there. We sent 6,400 families to school this month. So that's $35 million out the door. That's a great way to get involved to do it. And I'm also really proud. 91 cents of every dollar goes directly to fund these scholarships that we raise. So there are lots of ways to get involved, but these families desperately need our help.
Absolutely. And thank you for all your work on that. But a little bit of a tough transition here, but on a lighter note, your call sign in the military was Noonan, the infamous word from the movie Caddyshack. But humility, humanity, and even some smiles and comedy can be a part of a journey of excellence. What's the story behind the name, and where did your true love of golf come from? You kind of touched on that earlier.
Yeah, so in chronological order, so my dad set the game on fire in my heart. And so we started playing as a youngster, running around with him, and just love everything about it. Noonan is my call sign. So I'm still flying fighters. And you have no say in your call sign. I mentioned you go through this grueling training that's $8 million, 2.5 years, you know, 4.8% of the people make it through. You get back to your squadron and you think you're pretty hot stuff, right? And they give you your first name tag, which has FNG on it, which stands for something new guy. You wear that for a year. And by the time you've proven, hey, I'm worthy, you get your call sign, and it is, you have no say in it whatsoever. It's given to you by the senior pilots. And it's usually has something to do with a play on your name or who you are. And so obviously first name, Dan, only guy that's a golf pro and a fighter pilot. I end up with Danny Noonan from Caddyshack. And it's fun because I'm the only Noonan in the United States Air Force, because we get some repeat call signs as you might imagine. Right. And, I love it. And again, the perfect bridge between who I am and what I get to do, right? Playing golf and flying jets.
Absolutely. And as we end today, what advice or maybe other thoughts on excellence would you like to share with an athlete, a person getting up every day to do their own occupation, or anybody? Just what other advice or thoughts might you have about excellence?
It's a bit redundant, but if I was going to sum it up, it's, wake up every day and listen to your heart. Try not to listen to your head and the obstacles that are there. Certainly don't listen to the world around you. And understand that if you want to live a life of impact and do great things, you're going to face great resistance, but it's mandatory. And you got to pick. If you want to live an average life and have low impact, you're probably not going to have a lot of resistance and challenge. But if you want to do great things, embrace the challenge and resistance in life, because it's not meant to keep you down. It's meant to raise you up. It's a very short journey. And when you figure out what you want to do, go before you're ready.
Thank you very much for being with us today. It's an honor in the conversation, and I enjoyed it immensely. And thank you for all the work you do. This has been Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, a fighter pilot and a golf professional still doing both, which is stunning achievement. Thank you again for being with us.
Wonderful. I am blessed. Thanks for sharing the story, and have a great day.
Well, that concludes another journey of excellence. And thanks to Lieutenant Colonel and PGA of America professional Dan Rooney for sharing so much inspiration and excellence with us. You can visit foldsofhonor.org for more info about how to help kids of fallen warriors and more from the Lieutenant Colonel. If you want some more excellence and inspiration, you can download our other episodes wherever you find your podcast. Previous guests include Greg Maddox, Bill Walton, Tasha Schweikert-Moser, Annika Sorenstam, Charlie Hoffman, Napoleon McCallum, and others. And thank you for listening. We are broadcast from Las Vegas, the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Original music and production by Jay Hurley. Any brief celebrity quotes do not imply endorsement of XLEAP.com or the Magnifying Excellence podcast. All rights reserved.